first of all, I like it being in Orlando. This is the first time ever. It's good for ESPN, for sure, because we have the whole Disney World operation here, so it's terrific. I know the players like it. Every single player that I've talked to said they love it because it's a short drive or a short plane ride. Everybody can get here, bring their families. The families love being able to go to all the Disney attractions, SeaWorld, all that. Well, you know, the Vikings are in a tough division because of Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the way Aaron Rodgers just ran the table just shows you what kind of ability he has to dictate things on the field. So they got to get the quarterback situation figured out. I know Mike Zimmer is saying that Sam Bradford's going to probably be the starter going into next year. You know, if you have the quarterback situation under control, you have one of the best coaches in the NFL in Mike Zimmer, so he's going to get it figured out. I know they're disappointed in the way they finished because they started 5-0, hit that buzzsaw of the Philadelphia Eagles, which was unexpected. Eagles don't make the playoffs either. So I think, to me, you have a great coach, you have great ownership, you have a great stadium, you have great front office. If your quarterback can play up to, you know, where the expectations are, then you're going to be in the hunt every year. My favorite part about coming to the Pro Bowl is you get to talk to players in a relaxed setting. You know, they get to go to their all-star game. You think of all the hundreds of thousands of high school football players out there, go to play college football, you whittle it down. Then you have 1,700 professional players, and here's the cream of the crop. So they're in a good mood for a good reason, you know, especially young guys get to be around some of the legends that they grew up watching. And I think it's just a terrific event because you get to really know these players on a level that you don't get to know them during the football season. Listen, you know, anybody who's ever covered the league, especially someone who's covered as long as I have, knows that Mike Zimmer is a real guy, a great coach, a terrific leader of men. And then bottom line is he knows how to coach defense. He's got great X's and O's. So to me, Mike Zimmer should have been a coach a long, long, long time ago. Head coach, long time ago. And I wish him the best.